I have been blown away by the courage the guests have shown on this season of the podcast. Their vulnerable moments and stories help you improve your mental health. Welcome back to A Mental Health Break. I'm your host and author of the book, Mr. Lancey Talks Mental Health, Vincent A. Lancey. Todd Dean is going to share his journey relating to mental health and what led him to creating his company and current role at Sanjaro Wellness. Each week on this podcast, I interview a different mental health professional or advocate from around the country and around the world to share their story relating to mental health. I created this platform when I came to a turning point in my life. When I was 21 years old, I was the victim of a hit-and-run accident while on foot. After coming out of a coma and suffering from a traumatic brain injury, or you may know of as a TBI, I soon realized to prioritize my mental health, and I also led to create this podcast. Sanjaro Wellness is redefining how we, as a society and as individuals, deal with our issues. The problem of individuals dealing with stress, trauma, anxiety, addictions, depression, suicide, mental health issues, statistically already at high numbers before COVID, now they're off the charts, and this company brings the yin and yang of Western methodologies and Eastern practices combined to facilitate the healing of the mind, body, and spirit. We have a great one ahead because he's passionate about mental health, so allow me to now bring on Todd Dean. Todd, it's great to finally sit down with you.
Vince, it's a pleasure to chat with you as well. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, pleasure is mine. Would you mind giving our listeners a quick introduction and preview to your story before we dive in, while also please do touch on your role relating to mental health?
Yeah, you know, thank you. My background is probably like many others. It kind of is like that Dennis the Menace cartoon where the kid's running everywhere, right? And so my life has taken a few different paths, but in short, I've been involved with startup companies on the capital side for about 20 years. So if you watch Shark Tank, I had an investor group called Kiritsu Form Northwest, and we had 320 sharks instead of five. So that really is where I cut my teeth in working with CEOs and doing due diligence, you know, the importance of the team leadership and so on. And then I was in this train wreck relationship during those years. And so I was balancing these two lives. You know, I had this very professional persona, and then I had this crazy personal life. And if you want to know what that life was like, just go watch the movie Gone Girl. But to be clear here, I had an equal responsibility in that dysfunction.
Of course.
And so what happened was, I went and got some help. I went to the traditional things. You know, I did the books, the Tony Robbins stuff, the seminars, counseling, and just, you know, none of it was really jiving for me. And I just wasn't getting the results that I really wanted. And so I happened to fall into a couple of individuals in different groups. And over the course of about 5 to 6 years, I started getting healthier. And when I say healthier, I had a starting point of dysfunction. So I was less dysfunctional in 5 years. And so I wasn't out of the woods. But the thing was, is I just, as you know, I can say confidently 15 years later, you know, 52 today, that the decisions and the choices that I make are largely based on the different modalities and practices that I've learned and gone through and practice in my own life today. Which leads me to, I started working with CEOs for my investors. And then that morphed into working with women organically. And I just recently started working with young adults, which I'm really sensitive about that, quite frankly, because of liability reasons.
Of course.
I get referred into clients from therapists. I get referred into clients from individuals. 100% of my business is word of mouth. I don't advertise. I don't market. I don't do anything. I had a situation 2 days ago, and I got referred into this couple. They're struggling with some stuff, and I was talking to the parents, and they were mainly concerned about their daughter. And so I said, well, they had to check their daughter into a psych ward 3 weeks ago, okay? So I'm talking to the mother, and I said, well, you know, how old is your daughter? She goes, 7 years old. And I'm telling you, my heart just sank. Because I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, most of the people I work with are older, and I won't work with her directly. I'll work through the parents. But I was just thinking, the turmoil and the problems of our society are just, they're everywhere. And so I'm going to do the best I can with this particular couple, and hopefully that will waterfall into working with their daughter. But I see it every day.
I think your conversation today will add a lot of value because it brings a new perspective to the show. You're also now working with different age groups, so that's going to help us as listeners resonate with what your message is. But in your experiences, in your role here, since you've shifted out of the CEO role and more towards the mental health side of things, anxiety disorders, mood disorders, schizophrenia disorders, these are the most common things we hear. Which areas do you experience the most, either personally in your journey, as well as maybe your patients?
You know, that's an excellent question, Vince, and this will probably turn some of your listeners off, but when I watch the news and I see, you know, like this, there was a shooting at a King's grocery store recently where this gentleman killed, I think it was 9 or 10 people, maybe 12. When I see something like that, or I hear of a rapist, you know, that raping a child or something, my heart goes out as much to the perpetrator as it does the victim. So to answer your question, whether it's mental health illness, or whether it's addictions, whether it's depression, whether it's suicide, for me, it's all the same because it's all a series of patterns. And what we do at Sinjar Wellness is we disrupt those patterns. And that's what we do very well at.
That's a good way to put it. Maybe while we're on this topic, let's talk about one area of disruption you offer a client. You can pick whether anxiety, depression, whatever you can offer our listeners the most value.
You know, I think the most common one is addictions. And when I say addictions, it's plural. And so this is a very general comment. But if I was to generalize, you know, probably 95% of the women I've worked with are highly codependent, which is our number one addiction. Love addiction is number two. And then on the male side, sex addiction is by far the number one addiction for men. And okay. You know, I think that, you know, pornography is so prolific. You know, you can have your phone and you can have it 24/7. I mean, the man could be in a restroom or at home or at his office or whatever. And those two addictions, believe it or not, they kind of do they're kind of like magnets. And so they kind of attract each other, which is not healthy.
I can imagine with the sex addictions, extremely difficult, like you said, with the access of your phone, whenever you're triggered, you have your phone in your hand. But now let's go back. You may have previewed it with a difficult relationship, unhappy times. When did you first decide that you were going to start taking a stance on mental health advocacy, switch away from the Shark Tank type role to something more wellness related?
So a big part of our work is spiritually based, and it's not tied into necessarily any denomination. Okay. And I have a joke, and the joke goes something like this. You know, I'm having struggles in life, and you know, and I didn't necessarily have a relationship with a God or any God. And I finally get to this point of pain where I go, I'm going to pray. So I pray and I say, you know, I don't know if you're up there or even if you even exist, but you know, I could really use a little bit of help right now. And God in his traditional, you know, Moses voice, I mean, not Moses, Ten Commandments voice comes down in the deep voice. It goes, you know, Todd, I want you to be a pastor or a priest. I go, wait a second here. You know, I got skills and strengths, and that's not one of them. I appreciate your help. See ya. I'm out. So my life still isn't working, right? And so I get to that point again where I just go, well, maybe I'll try this praying thing again. And so I pray and God comes down in his voice again and says, you know, I want you to be a pastor, priest, or minister. And here's the thing is I don't have a church. I've never read the Bible cover to cover, but I talk about God to people every day. So this walk has been a spiritual walk for me. If you would have said, Todd, you're going to build a wellness center even 5 years ago, Vince, I would have said, what are you smoking? And it's just this project has not been about me. It's not been about my ego. The only thing, and I've tried to walk away from it about probably 50 times. And one of my friends, I literally was going to walk away from it. And one of my close friends says, Todd, if you don't do this, who will? And so that's why I'm building it.
Oh, I love that, because that means you're truly into it. You're truly passionate about it. And usually when you like doing something, it usually works out a little better. Now we're 5 years into the Wellness Center. You look happy. I'm looking at you right now. Come a long way from those difficult times, which is a great lesson in itself for all of you listening on. No matter how dark those days may be, the sun will come out the following day. And now I'd like to ask you from your personal experiences here, Todd. And I say short-term and long-term with this question. You could start with whichever you'd like. What two are the most important things you could recommend to improve our mental health?
You know, everybody is looking for solutions today. Not everybody. Many, many people are looking for solutions today. And the problem that I see is that I don't see that the traditional methods are working today. And so, but the bottom line, whether they're looking for counseling or help or whatever, the bottom line of everything is that when someone is struggling, like the 7-year-old daughter that I just found out about who's acting out, her negative attention is a way of screaming for love. So at the end of the day, you know, for those of you who are struggling, the tendency, especially with COVID, is for us to go inward and to isolate and to control it and to try and work our way out of it. And in my opinion, speaking from my own experience, is that the answers are not within me or even in this room. The answers are talking to you. The answers are talking to your listeners. The answers are talking to my friends and many, many, many others. And so I can just say that if you are struggling, you know, continue to search, you know, through the relationships you have, but also to my previous conversation, you know, I would just, you know, I invite you to pray or just talk to something greater than you, see what happens.
So prayer was really something that improved your mental health. You leaned on praying as an outlet, to push through.
I do. I pray for God's will, not Todd's will. And that is the truth.
Like that. So now let's get into some ways you're going to raise awareness for the importance of mental health in the future. It's a very unique answer you shared, as I haven't had that, where that's their sole outlet. They don't have short-term, long-term. They just pray and it turned into long-term. What do you plan on doing to raise importance of mental health in the future, Todd?
You know, when I started on this journey with Sanjara Wellness, I just wanted a better mousetrap. You know, there's plenty of recovery centers, there's yoga retreats, there's holistic methodologies out there. I mean, there's thousands of different answers. And when I started on this path, you know, as we put the business plan together with me and the team, we started doing our market research. And part of market research is I, as the CEO, had to go out and meet with these professionals and get their opinion. And so when I did that, I started meeting with literally some of the top psychologists, top psychiatrists, the top neurologists. I've been to some of the top addiction centers in the country. I've been to psych wards. But I was doing it more of like this homework thing of trying to gather data. What happened was, when I was meeting with these professionals, they said, Todd, there's nothing like this in the US. Now, working with startup companies, I hear that all the time. And at first I kind of blew these people off, in all honesty, Vince. I was like, you know, these people don't know what they're talking about. There's got to be 20, 30, 50, 100 other places doing the same thing we're doing. I can confidently say, after doing this for 3.5 years on the market research, and is that we're building something extremely unique in the US and globally with a different outcome. And to me, it's the synergies of the different methodologies that we bring together and how we bring them together, which makes us so unique. So we'll see where it goes.
I love the answer, and I can't wait to see how it unfolds because of how much passion is driving you through. Now, you mentioned you're changing things whole nationwide. Where are you streaming in from today, Todd?
Well, I'm streaming from Sun Valley, Idaho. I'd show you, it's blue skies today. We had 8 inches of snow yesterday.
Oh, man.
Our first facility will be outside of Nashville, Tennessee.
Well, thank you for sharing. And now I'd also love to get your take on the Spotlight story, Todd. Each week, I share a mental health story of someone who is famous because I want to let you, the listeners, know you are not alone. I want you to understand that even though someone looks healthy from the outside, they may not be on the inside too. And for today, I will talk about another male mental health advocate and TV star, Karamo Brown. He stars in the show Queer Eye, and I learned he is known for helping other people work through their feelings and emotions. His personal experiences include anxiety, severe depression, thoughts of suicide, and drug addiction. Now, this is a TV star we're talking about, so everybody can relate that you are not alone. All these things he's gone through eventually led him to mental health advocacy, and I'm going to share some quotes to really symbolize what he's going through. For me, it was waking up and feeling like the sun just wasn't shining as bright as the day before, and it kept getting darker each day, and yet I couldn't understand why. As a high schooler, he stated he didn't have the language to share with his parents of what he was going through, and that he thought mental health support was for, quote, rich white people. He went on to say, because watching television, I saw only rich white girls going to rehab and getting support. It's what I thought. Anyone who looked like me, I never saw them seeking mental health support or talking about mental health. The turning point for this actor is when he realized, quote, I needed to live a better life. I wanted to have a better life. So he went on to educate himself and find support systems. He got himself into a place where he can give back to others, especially those that struggle with mental illnesses and the LGBTQI community. Todd, what do you take away from this story?
You know, the takeaway is that whether it's that story or someone else's, there's pieces in what you shared today and what I read that I could identify with personally. And so I think at the end of the day, believe it or not, we are all more similar than different.
I think as a human species, you are 100% right. We need to start having more conversations. These conversations will normalize the conversation, and it won't be a white, black, race thing at all. It will be normalized conversation. With that, Todd, I got to thank you so much for coming on today. I know listeners are going to see all the value in your show. I loved especially your analysis right here at the end. You kept it simple. We are all human. We're in this fight together. When you spoke about this episode, you shared your personal, unique take on mental health. And for that, I thank you. I'm very grateful to have a platform that guests do bring their A game each show. And now it's time for the last word. I do this on my other show too, because I want the listeners to really get the opportunity to meet our guests. This week it is Todd Dean. What do you want to end off on, Todd?
I just, there are answers, is the bottom line. And, whether you're struggling with a marriage or with a child or with yourself or with a family member, there are answers. And just keep looking for those answers. And I invite you to go on a spiritual walk and some doors will open.
How can everybody listening on request your services, follow your endeavors?
Really, I'm on LinkedIn, Todd Dean. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. If you want some humor. And then also you can go to sanjarawellness.com. And my email is todd@todddean.com.
You heard his contact info. You heard what he stands for. He's got a very unique take, but that take might be yours. Remember, in mental health, meditation, not for everybody. Yoga, not for everybody. Eating healthy, not for everybody. Fitness, not for everybody. Something sticks. I challenge you to do something today you're passionate about and put a smile on your face. And now with that, it's also social media time for the show, and we're on whichever platform you like to use. On Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn, @AMentalHealthBreak. For Twitter, it's @PodcastByLancey. You get updates from all my shows. My handles are @VincentALancey for all social media and YouTube. And my website is VincentALancey.com. If you check out any of my books, reach out to me. I'd love your feedback. The latest book, Mr. Lancey Talks Mental Health. Thank you for listening. See you next week on A Mental Health Break.